Hundreds of protesters marched from Memorial Park to El Paso Police Headquarters. The demonstration also included 8 minutes of silence in memory of George Floyd. The African-American man died after a Minneapolis police officer put a knee on his neck for more than 8 minutes.
At the end of the day, it's just I want to be out here with my brothers and sisters that I go to school with and make sure we all have a voice for later on in life.
Zachary Greenhoward is 21 years old and African-American. He wore a face mask with a verse of scripture written on it. The demonstration was peaceful, but there were some tense moments as some protesters stood face to face with officers at the entrance to police headquarters.
They looked them in the eye. The reason why we're out here unarmed, but they're holding riot shields. They're in combat gear. We're not the enemy here. So that's just what I want them to understand, that we're out here to do the right thing.
17-year-old Shade Yanez came to the protest with three other girls.
I came out here today with my friends because, you know, as young African-American teenagers, we need to take a stand.
One of the signs they held was handwritten in Spanish. 18-year-old Faith Yanez wanted to read it.
It says, es nuestra responsabilidad hablar de racismo.
The message on her sign reads, it's our responsibility to talk about racism with our children, parents, and friends.
Hoy, ahora y siempre.
Now and always. For KTEP, I'm Angela Cocherga.